ليشهدوا منافع لهم ويذكروا اسم الله في أيام معلومات على ما رزقهم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، dear respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to a new episode from this short series where we are discussing the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. In the last episode, we started to speak about the value of those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And we said that the last part of the whole year, the last quarter of the whole year, is the most virtuous time of the whole year. Similarly, we said that the last part of the night is the most virtuous of the night. Allah Jalla wa'ala wanted it to be like this. Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. وَالْفَجْرِ, Allah Jalla wa'ala is making an oath here, by the fajr, the dawn. And وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, the 10 nights. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, rahimahullah, the very famous commentator on the Quran, he said those 10 nights are the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah according to the consensus of all scholars. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the one who clearly said that those 10 nights are the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. Ibn Rajab and others said that Allah Jalla wa'ala does not give an oath by anything which is not really very virtuous. Allah Jalla wa'ala does not give an oath about or by anything that has no value. When Allah Jalla wa'ala makes an oath by something, it means that Allah Jalla wa'ala loves that. Allah Jalla wa'ala is giving a significant importance for that issue. Allah Jalla wa'ala is giving a significant importance for the fajr, the dawn time. Allah Jalla wa'ala is giving a significant virtues for the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. That's why the Salaf, rahimahumullah ta'ala, the great predecessors and the early scholars, used to put so much attention to those 10 nights. In fact, Sa'id ibn Jubayr is one of the students of Ibn Abbas. Let us remember, Ibn Abbas, he reported the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are no days in which the good deeds are more beloved to Allah Jalla wa'ala than those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Then the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even for jihad fi sabilillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even for jihad fi sabilillah, except for a person who went for jihad and he came with none. He went for jihad with his life, with his wealth, and he came with none. This hadith was reported by Ibn Abbas. The one who narrated this hadith through Ibn Abbas, his name is Sa'id ibn Jubayr, one of the great followers of the companions, one of the great people of the second generation. And he is a mufassir, commentator, as Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to be. And he is one of the very close companions of Ibn Abbas and the students of Ibn Abbas. They said that he used to stand up for Qiyamul Layl during these 10 nights. He used to work hard, doing good deeds in those 10 days and 10 nights until no one can catch up with him. Subhanallah. Why? Because he doesn't want to lose this opportunity. Brothers and sisters, it was reported through a number of predecessors and scholars and the first generation, the second generation, the third generation, that if they were to be told that they are going to die tomorrow, they won't be able to increase their good deeds. Let us reflect upon this. What does that mean? I'm talking to you, brother. I'm talking to you, sister. If we were to tell you, or someone were to tell you, that you are about to die tomorrow. What are you going to do? Of course, any wise person will increase his good deeds. In fact, he will exert the maximum effort not to lose any single, not hour or minute, even not any single second, because everything counts at the day of resurrection. So, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he used to exert the maximum effort in these 10 days, so he will not lose this opportunity. Allah Jalla wa Ala also said the very famous ayah that we always quote when we talk about Dhul Hijjah and when we talk about Al-Hajj. Allah Jalla wa Ala commanded Ibrahim, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ يَأْتُوكَ بِالْحَجِّ. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ, call people, so they will come to you for Hajj. مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ, from every single corner of the whole globe. وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. They will come from every single corner of the whole globe, either by walking or riding something. Why? لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. So they will attend manafi', benefits for them, benefits in the dunya and benefits in the akhirah. وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, and they remember the name of Allah. They make dhikr of the name of Allah Jalla wa Ala in appointed days. Many commentators said that those appointed days are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. That's why, because of the virtues of these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned them in specific in this ayah. In fact, there is another amazing hadith. Jabir ibn Abdullah reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best 10 days of the whole life or of this dunya are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْظَمُ الْأَيَّامِ, the greatest day is the day of Qarr. The day of Qarr is the last day of those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day of Eid. Now this last hadith, some scholars have different views regarding its authenticity. However, the point is, there are a number of ahadith that support each other that those 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are special days. And hence, brothers and sisters, what are we going to do in these 10 days? Are we going to spend our time during these 10 days as we spend it in any other day? Are we going to be lazy in doing our ibadah as we are lazy in many other times? No, brothers and sisters. The wise person who does not lose his time, the wise person who works hard when it is the time to work hard, the wise person is working hard when working hard brings more income for him. Let me give you this last example. Imagine that there is a bank, and that bank announced that anyone who is making advertisement or promotion for that bank, the bank is going to hand him maybe a paper of $100 or £50. And he needs to say this in front of the ATM machine. So you need to go in front of the ATM machine, and every time you will say the bank X is the best bank in the whole world, then a new paper will come to you. $100 will come to you. So if you say bank X is the best bank in the world, you will get $100. And then if you repeat it, you will get $100 again. If you repeat it, you will get $100 again, and so on. And they said, you have just one day to make that promotion. And it is up to you. You want to say it 10 times, you will get 10 times $100. You say it 1,000 times, you will get that maximum. You, whatever you do, you will get it. Do you think, brothers and sisters, that when we go in front of the ATM machine And when we start doing promotion, we will feel tired at a certain point. We will never feel tired. Even we will not eat. We will not drink because it is a limited amount of time. And after that time, we can relax. When are we going to relax? One of the Salaf, they told him, take it easy. Don't do that much ibadah. He said, I want to take it easy. They said, relax. He said, I want to relax. Because the real relaxation takes place after we move to the second life. That is the time where we are going to relax. Allah Jalla wa Ala is giving us this opportunity to relax, to work hard in order to relax. And the amazing thing, brothers and sisters, that once you do ibadah, really you will love to do it again and again and again. You will not feel bored. You will not feel tired. Subhanallah, these are the blessings of Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala named himself as Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah Jalla wa Ala is Rahimun bi'ibadi. Allah Jalla wa Ala is the most merciful. And out of his rahmah, he is making the ibadah beloved to us. And that all of us love the ibadah. But we need to show Allah Jalla wa Ala sincerity, and we need to go by our hearts to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Once we travel by our hearts to Allah Jalla wa Ala, Allah Jalla wa Ala will come to us, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will make our hearts traveling to Him more and more. Let us do that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.